The war of words between the United States and North Korea shows little sign of abating. Yesterday, North Korea's Foreign Minister Ri Hong-yo accused US President Donald Trump of declaring war on the rogue nation. Today, Mr. Trump says the US is prepared if it comes to that.
We are totally prepared for the second option, not a preferred option. But if we take that option, it will be devastating, I can tell you that, devastating for North Korea. That's called the military option. If we have to take it, we will.
The escalation in rhetoric between the two nations continues apace, with neither side willing to back down. Mr. Trump blames the North Korean regime for the escalation. He says the US is merely responding to North Korea's provocation and that he inherited the situation.
He's acting very badly. He's saying things that should never, ever be said. And we're replying to those things, but it's a reply. It's not an original statement, it's a reply. But the things that he said over the last year, and if you look back, the things that he said to past administrations, North Korea is a situation that should have been handled 25 years ago, 20 years ago, 15 years ago, 10 years ago, and 5 years ago, and it could have been handled much more easily. You had various administrations, many administrations, which left me a mess. But I'll fix the mess.
There's a lot for the president to do at the moment. Protests by NFL players, many of whom have knelt during the national anthem, have dominated the headlines. Mr. Trump has been accused of being distracted by the saga, a claim he denies, despite again denouncing the symbolic gesture, as he's done every day for 5 days.
Well, I wasn't preoccupied with the NFL. I was ashamed of what was taking place because, to me, that was a very important moment. I don't think you can disrespect our country, our flag, our national anthem. To me, the NFL situation is a very important situation. I've heard that before about was I preoccupied. Not at all. Not at all.
It's been suggested that Mr. Trump has been sufficiently distracted by it that aid has been too slow to reach Puerto Rico. The U.S. territory was devastated by Hurricane Maria. Mr. Trump's critics and some of Puerto Rico's 3.4 million residents have accused the U.S. government of being slow to respond with water, food and electricity grid repairs on the mainland. The president has since decided to increase funding to assist with debris removal and emergency protective measures. He says the U.S. has been told it's doing an amazing job.
Everybody has said it's amazing the job that we've done in Puerto Rico. We're very proud of it. And I'm going there on Tuesday. Now, with all of that being said, if you look at the amount of water dropped on that island between the two hurricanes, and the first they just barely got by with, but they were devastated, and the second was a complete wipeout. I mean, this was a place that was destroyed. So I think we've done a really good job.
Governor Ricardo Rossello says the island is facing a humanitarian crisis with at least 10 people killed so far. Supplies are low at the few working hospitals and power is out in most places, making communication almost non-existent. Among the stranded are 700,000 children. Gerry Anderson from Save the Children has explained the dire situation to Al Jazeera.
After any disaster, there are always logistical challenges. What's needed now is really a heavy lift from federal authorities, the military, to get fuel, water, food into the islands, open up roadways, things of that nature. So we are also mobilizing our own supplies, but really some of those critical basic necessities on a larger scale, we're hopeful that those will start moving very soon because it can't come soon enough. It's critical right now.
The president is also facing a backlash around the use of private email accounts among his staff members. Much of his presidential campaign was spent denouncing Hillary Clinton's use of private email while Secretary of State. But the New York Times is now reporting that at least half a dozen top Trump administration officials have used private email accounts to communicate about White House business. Among that group are Ivanka Trump and Jared Kushner, as well as former top aides Reince Priebus and Steve Bannon.